Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined in the studio today by Ali Moreno and Stevie Nicol. Later on in the program, we'll be discussing Barcelona extending their lead to 8 points at the top of La Liga table after beating Real Betis. Plus, we reflect on Manchester United booking a place in the Carabao Cup final. We'll start, though, of course, with the big news from transfer deadline day. Enzo Fernandez joining Chelsea. Reported 121 million euros, an extraordinary fee to get that deal across the line. And it has been quite the January, hasn't it, for Chelsea overall, spending 318 million euros. For more on this, Jan with us. We also welcome in former Chelsea defender Frank Lebeuf. Frank, what do you make of this?
Well, I remember when I signed for Chelsea, they signed me for 2.5 million. So some stuffs have changed, you know, at the club since I left. If I correctly recall, I know I think Roberto Di Matteo was the record signing for 4.9. So I think for a couple of months before Gianfranco Zola came. So it's another era, and I'm not sure it's for the best, you know. I think they desperately wanted Enzo Fernandez. Hopefully for Fernandez, and the pressure he's gonna do well and very soon, because Chelsea needs somebody in the middle of the park who create something different that we've seen lately. And with the other players, you know, Chelsea has money that we know. Again, as I said last time, you know, and used the metaphor of buying many things and forgetting maybe the foundation, the basics. Hopefully they're going to find a very good 11, a very good team selection of 11 players, and make sure they work together. Money talks, I understand that, but you have to find the chemistry between the players. That's what you have to find very, very soon.
Away from your sensible head, Frank, just like from a fan's perspective, it's quite exciting though, isn't it?
It is, and I follow some fans, you know, on Instagram, and I saw them being very, very happy, and seeing all those names, you know, coming to the clubs and being proud of what the club is achieving right now. But again, you know, they all wonder how it's going to work and how Graham Potter is going to sort all the problems out, because that's the thing. Okay, you are 10th in the table. Don't forget about that. You might not qualify for the Champions League next season, so how it's going to work with all those names? Some people might want to leave because they can't play the Champions League next season. How are you going to deal with the atmosphere in the dressing room? Because when you have names, you know that you have only 11 players that you can make them play. So everybody's excited. I'm also excited because I want to see how it's going to work. But I have some question marks, like any fans, I guess.
You know what this is, Jan? An unbelievable amount of money.
It is an unbelievable amount of money. But what is, I think that sometimes when you follow the social media, I think that all other fans from Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United, Manchester City, or Newcastle, whatever, they should just be quiet. They would be happy and excited as well. But I read in the day after the transfer deadline that Chelsea won the transfer deadline day, but there is no trophy for that. There is no, you're not getting into Europe to win the transfer deadline day. So I'm with Frank. It's quite interesting to, and we don't know that the process is internal at Chelsea. We know that they got rid of some sports people. They tried to add some in, a new sporting director and so on. But I'm quite interested to know how they have defined these players that I'm getting. Is that a part of Graham Potter's philosophy? Is that the player they need? Fernandez is the best example. Is it 1 year ago he cost 10 million? But fair enough, Chelsea have done what they think is right. They have the money. They haven't broken any rules. People are talking about financial fair play, but apparently Chelsea's been ahead of that because they take him on 8 to 9 years and spread the costs over those years. And now UEFA want to do something with that loophole and do it over 5 years. But this is an experiment. This is an unbelievable experiment, because what will happen at Chelsea if they are ninth? If they got into the Europa League, it's only Mourinho who loves the Conference League. So it's going to be interesting to see all these names, and names don't win you games.
No, they certainly do not. What's interesting from a Graham Potter perspective, Stevie, if you take a look at this graphic and just all the options that there are for every single position, this is... is it an impossible task because you're trying to keep everyone happy, or is it a dream from a coach because you've got all this choice?
I would think, under the circumstances, I would lean towards the impossible. You know, football's an easy game on paper and in theory. And in paper and in theory, you're looking at a fantastic lineup. Unfortunately, a football team is put together with different shaped puzzles, pieces and all kinds of different things. And you have to get that right. And if one of the pieces doesn't fit, if you're lucky there's only one doesn't fit, you might be able to get away with it.
Right.
But if you're struggling with three or four or five pieces of that puzzle, on top of that, you're expected to win, then it's becoming impossible for Potter. And also, you have to think, not just Fernandez, but all of these players are coming with price tags on them.
Big.
And we don't know how they're going to handle it.
Right.
Particularly Enzo, 121 million. You know, all of a sudden you're running out for $10 million. By the way, I came, hey, Mum. I just went for 10 million. Now you've got 121 million on your back.
Yeah.
Can you carry that?
Yeah.
Can you carry that in a team that's struggling? Can you carry that with the expectation on you? I mean, look at Darwin Nunes at Liverpool, 80 million. Look at the scrutiny that he's been under.
Yep.
And he's been scoring goals and assisting. And he's still under pressure. What's it going to be like for Enzo? Can he handle it? Big question.
The only thing I would say about that is that you're talking about a position, Enzo Fernandez, that there's a lot more nuance to it than a striker in which you say, well, is he scoring goals and is he scoring a hat-trick every game? And if he's not, then he's not worth the money. There's a lot of things that go on in playing a midfielder position. The way that he plays is that I think there's more analysis to it than just, hey, well, is he getting enough goals, enough assists, and all of that? I'm just saying that I'm trying to be reasonable here, Stevie.
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. But unfortunately for him and everybody else, regardless of different things as opposed to scoring goals, if the team's not winning, guess who's getting the blame?
Well, they have plenty of players to spread the blame around.
There's one with a bigger target on his back.
I understand. But the graphic there had 39 players. Now, a few of them are not currently available, right? Regardless... how do you put a training session together?
Right.
How do you, on Monday, as you're about to come in and you're thinking about what the week is going to look like, and you have, for sake of argument, 39 players in front of you, how do you put together a training session or a training plan? And so, because you cannot have this amount of players in a training session, undoubtedly there are some that are going to be sent to the side. And who are those guys going to be, and how are they going to react? It's difficult to make sense of the amount of players that are available to Chelsea. The other way to look at that is, well, there's no shortage of talent. And if you're a manager, the one thing that you want is talent available for you to select from. That is what every other manager around the world is complaining about. Oh, we need that guy, we need this guy, we need that guy. Well, Chelsea has them all now, right? So there's plenty of talent available. The job is going to be sorting this town and putting it together in a manner in which the puzzle that you're talking about makes sense.
Just thinking. We always talk about the dressing room. They're going to need more than one dressing room. They're going to need more than one. And the sour grapes gang is going to be out in force.
Yes, yeah.
Because there's only 11 players can start. And there's probably, you know, in training, you probably use 18 maybe.
Sure.
So you've got 20-something sat aside, you go with the reserve team coach.
On an 8-year contract.
On an 8-year, well. I mean, that's got sour grapes written all over it.
Go on, Frank.
I go with the guys. Well, we have to be fair, you know, some players are going to leave, you know. I'm wondering, you know, what's going to happen in the dressing room, because it's where you find the atmosphere. It's where the players, they stick together and they find, you know, the power to work together and fight together. And when you have players like Ziyech who wanted to go to Paris but have to go back because, you know, they couldn't find or didn't deliver the right papers, what about, you know, some other players don't want to stay or cannot stay or know they're not gonna play. How they can find their the hopes and the will of working hard, you know, just for the training session. It's gonna be at some point psychologically very difficult for Graham Potter and all the staff to sort every problems out, and that's gonna be tricky for Chelsea. I remember Real Madrid trying to buy, you know, in the early years, 2000, you know, the best players, and it couldn't work that well because you have to find the chemistry, you have to find the right players, the players who, as we all call them, the water carrier, for example, who work in the shadow of the others and are ready to sacrifice for the others. That's the chemistry you have to find. So it's going to be tricky for Graham Potter. It's why we're all excited because we see names. But, okay, how do you make them work together? That's going to be the key for Graham Potter.
If you're in that dressing room, Jan, and you've already established yourself as, you know, if you're someone like Mason Mount.
And in the annex, by the way. the locker room and the annex next to it.
Is it trepidation that you've got all these players coming in that could take your position? Or is it excitement that you've got all these quality players that's going to make you such a better team?
Well, I interviewed Mason Mount after the Liverpool game, and I asked him about that, and he said, "Well, we know about new players at the same time as you guys doing. We just come into the dressing room, and there are new players there." But the big difference is, and I was thinking the same as Frank, when the Galacticos, they tried to fill all these players in. That was world star with Beckham, Zidane, and Figo, and Carlos, but they all gonna play. They were all playing. There are so many players now on so long, big contracts that there's only two or three now who can get into their squad, their registered squad. So there's going to be so much trouble, not only to establish that chemistry. If it'd been a big job for a manager who got all the experience in the world, who were used to be at the big, big clubs, Graham Potter is a good worker who worked well in Östersund, who worked well in Brighton. He's building up teams. This is a completely new situation for him. It would have been hard for a Mourinho, a Tuchel, or a Pep Guardiola to try to find a way with these 39 players. Can you imagine Graham Potter? Are we sitting here comfortable talking about this? He is, A, going to organise a training tomorrow with 39 players. Which dressing room should he be in? Because he surely can't get it all into one. How should he will he split the squad in training? There are so many things that could go wrong. I think Chelsea just got one solution, is to win a lot of games and hope that everybody can contribute in a way.
What do you do? I was just going to say, the biggest problem Potter's got is dealing with things that he shouldn't be having to deal with. As Jan says, he'll never have dealt with this. In fact, I don't know a manager that has ever dealt with this.
Right.
And so, instead of concentrating on a decent-sized squad, getting a style of play, getting things together, getting your starting 11 together, getting everybody on the same page, he's going to have to be thinking about so many other things other than the things he should be doing.
Right.
Because if he ignores the other things, they'll come crashing down on him. So now he's deciding what's more important. Is it more important to get a small group together and just try and deal with the rest? Or do you try and make the rest happy and hope that you can get enough done with the group? It's just not a question that's got an answer, Dan. But he won't have an answer.
Speaking of questions with ridiculous answers, extra time is always available over on our YouTube channel. Be sure to go over there and check it out. Also on YouTube, by the way, is our Best of the Month featuring Mr. Steve Nicol. It buys a lot.
A lot.
I've been busy.
Yes, you certainly have.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Barcelona just keep winning. They beat Real Betis on Wednesday by 2-1. It extends their lead at the top of the table now to 8 points with Real Madrid in action on Thursday. Lewandowski back from suspension. He will score the second. Rafinha getting the opening goal. Ali, we've been quite critical of Barca of late. I thought they were much better today.
Yeah, and the reason we have been critical is because it feels like Barcelona was limping through this game. So as winning these games 1-0, and there wasn't really not much to hang on to and say, you know what, this team is really flying. It was almost as if they were just hanging on at the end to get this 1-0 wins, and that was it. Today was more like the Barcelona that I think Xavi's expecting. The ball movement was quicker. Everything was a little bit better in the attacking half, but that final third still had some issues. The first touch by Lewandowski in a couple of occasions wasn't all that great. Pedri had a couple of opportunities. He doesn't take those chances. And then the first goal came, and it's an important goal for Rafinha in the sense that Dembele is out. So now all eyes on Rafinha, and he has to produce. He has to produce with performances, with assists, with goals. He has to change the game for Barcelona down that right-hand side. And then Lewandowski cleaned up his first touch. Excellent first touch to get around the defender inside the 18-yard box. Finishes, puts it 2-0. Koundé made it a little interesting. Unnecessarily so with the own goal, but overall 3 points that put Barcelona up 8 points ahead of Real Madrid and put pressure on Real Madrid to try to be perfect.
How good was that goal from Lewandowski, Stevie?
Well, it's world class. I mean, he summed the situation up way quicker than anybody else.
Yeah.
And Ali said his first touch away from the pressure, away from the defender, and he instinctively picks the bottom left-hand corner to put it away into the back of the net. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise, though, that Barcelona are way better with a guy called Robert Lewandowski playing after a three-game suspension. And it shouldn't be a surprise that, to begin with, his touch was a little rusty. And again, it shouldn't be a surprise that he scores a winning goal. And it shouldn't be a surprise that it's absolutely world-class, because that's what he is.
I think it's no coincidence that this Barca team's better with De Jong in.
Yeah, I think that was a decision that Xavi sort of had to figure it out on the go, because you always think of Barcelona in the midfield with Sergio Busquets, and then whatever other parts are around him, you know what, we'll figure as we go. But Xavi essentially has said, we don't have to play with the two wingers. We'll have one winger, in this case Rafinha or Dembele or whoever it may be. We'll have Gavi come from the left-hand side. He'll talk inside. It'll be a fourth midfielder. And Frenkie de Jong, what he does is that he's going to support the attack. But just as importantly, he's going to support Sergio Busquets defensively. That gives Barcelona better balance in that sort of position so that they're not in a place in which they're vulnerable to the transition game of other teams. And then he does have that in his game where he goes and supports and gets involved in the final third. He's able to step into the 18-yard box and perhaps be an option. He has been really good. And I think the combination of Busquets and De Jong is working very well for Xavi.
Barca win La Liga?
It seems that way. I think so. At this point where we are right now, we get excited about Real Madrid having a good game and creating opportunities and creating chances and actually not winning the game against Real Sociedad. And we sort of evaluated that and thought, you know what? It's a moral victory for Real Madrid. I don't think when you're 8 points behind, you can have any more moral victories. It's forcing you, because Barcelona continues to win games, it's forcing you to be a version of perfect. And Real Madrid have proven so far this season that they're anything but.
It's funny when you look back on different titles throughout the years, there's a common denominator with most teams. And that is, yes, you win when you're playing well, but the team that wins the league generally wince when they're playing poorly as well.
Yeah.
And you can't argue. Barcelona, other than today, previously, haven't been playing well, but they've been winning.
Elsewhere in England, it was about the Carabao Cup semi-final, second leg at Old Trafford. Manchester United taking on Nottingham Forest. Remember, this tie was done and dusted, really, after the first leg in Nottingham. United would win at Old Trafford 2-0. That's 5-0 on aggregate. The goals come late from substitute Martial. Fred scored as well. It's really difficult to talk too much about this game, isn't it, Steve? It almost had a pre-season training feel to it at times.
Yeah, and there was no stage in this game where there was any sort of light at the end of the tunnel for Forest.
Yep.
You know, had they gotten a goal and got it back to two, then there might have been a glimmer. But they never even looked like scoring. A couple of shots on target over 90 minutes. And no surprise, you know, Ten Hag brought on the cavalry. You know, Rashford, Martial in particular. They scored some goals. So, yeah. The honest truth is, when Marcus Rashford put Manchester United 1-0
right
in Nottingham, the game felt as though it was done, the tie felt as though it was done, although there was a long way to go. And actually, the gulf between these two sides is enormous. So, no surprise, but really all it does is gives us something to look forward to, because Manchester United, Newcastle in the final will be a great game.
What about Ten Hag afterwards, Stevie? We saw the post-match interview and it just looks so angry. Just looks. How would you describe his expression?
You know, generally when you win a semi-final,
yeah, solemn really, almost. Down.
Yeah,
yeah.
It shouldn't really matter. It would be great if you'd been fantastic and won 5-0 and been superb and all the. And it was as if it hurt them that they didn't play that way.
But
it's kind of weird.
They're in a final.
Exactly.
It's final.
Who cares how you get there?
Yeah.
But you're in the final.
Yeah.
Get a big smile on your face. Tell everybody how happy you are. Tell everybody how pleased you are for the players, for the fans, for the board. No.
No.
Hey, he's all business.
It's kind of Burley-esque almost.
Well, okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't think Ten Hag would
I don't
want to
tell him that.
He's just all business, isn't he?
Is he like that in the dressing room, you think?
I would think, I've never seen him smiling.
Just think he's setting a standard.
You know when he got the job? Do you remember? Did he smile?
Oh, I'm sure he must have smiled for that picture.
I'm not sure. Well, it'd be one of them. You know what I mean? Cheese.
Oh, my goodness. Kay will be here smiling tomorrow.
Yes.
With Ali beside
I'll be smiling too.
Reflecting on the Real Madrid's game against Valencia.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at electricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
Bayern, of course, struggling over the last couple of weeks. They did anything but struggle against Mainz. They were superb. Cancelo making his first start since making that switch from Manchester City. And he was set up the opener, playing into a Chelsea team. Musiala then with a brilliant finish to make it 2-0. Sané scored just before the break. Alphonso Davies then making it 4 in the 83rd minute. Let's hear from one of the goal scorers, Jamal Musiala. Spoke to us after the game.
How important was this win? Because it's time to, you know, get in shape. The important and decisive weeks are coming up, starting with PSG soon.
Yes, it was a very important game. I think to get the rhythm going into the next few weeks where we have a lot of big games coming up, it's just important that we get the flow going right now.
I heard that you, the team, had a little chat about things you want to change on pitch. What are these things?
Yeah, there's always little things that we look at and we want to change tactically, but most of the things is mental, that we go in really hungry to win the game, press, work hard off the ball, and then everything else will come our way, and that's important that we bring that every game.
And what do you think about the new signing, Cancelo? I mean, he just played right away, he gave an assist to Choupo-Moting already.
Yeah, I think we all saw the quality he has. He's an amazing player. He played for City a while now, and we all see the quality he has, and is an amazing player for our team.
Jan Ogafjortov joins us now. He was keeping a close eye on this tie. Cancelo is the solution to all their problems, Jan. It's all sorted.
All sorted at Bayern. And if you know the best soap operas in the world, we always need a new actor coming in, doing a twist to the story. But as you saw at the end there, Dan, the relief, yes, celebrations, but it was more than a relief for them. After three times 1-1 in the Bundesliga, a lot of things with Gucci, Gnabry and Neuer, of course, firing their goalkeeping coach, Salihamidzic, being so angry in the media. But this was a top performance for Bayern. They went to a place, Mainz is not the easiest place to come, but top professional today with Müller, Musiala, Choupo-Moting and Cancelo and Musiala and Sané. That was a professional performance that we expect Bayern to do.
Is this going to kickstart things now in 2023? Is this going to be the catalyst for Bayern to be good again?
I think Musiala has already learned how they think at Bayern. He said, talking about the big games coming up now. And if you saw the squad today, if you saw the players they brought on, they brought on Davies, they brought on Goretzka, just to say a couple, top quality players. And I think they need a couple of more games to get their confidence going. But, I mean, the game against PSG is in the Champions League going to be an unbelievable game. I got unbelievable in the game there. And in the Champions League for them. And that is the measure for Nagelsmann. And that's why there was a bit, not speculations, but a lot of talk about Nagelsmann now, because this game, if he had lost this game, be knocked out of a tournament, there would be another pressure for him. So big relief for Bayern and big respect to them, the professional way they did tonight.
Job done then. These are the teams that have qualified for the quarterfinals: Stuttgart, Union Berlin, Leipzig and Bayern Munich. The remaining matches, of course, will take place next week. Between then and now, you'll have a full round of Bundesliga ties, including Dortmund against Freiburg. Ali, you're in the studio for that.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. At 9 a.m. Eastern.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
PSG with a 3-1 victory over Montpellier. However, that doesn't really tell the whole story. It was all about Kylian Mbappe in the opening 20 minutes. He would take a penalty, see it saved, but then it would be retaken because of encroachment. His second pen would then be saved again. It would fall to him, though, but he put the chance over the bar. Soon after that, he substituted injured. Sergio Ramos going off as well. But in the end, PSG get it done. They take all 3 points. To remain clear at the top of the table. Frank LaBeouf is with us. Frank, is there any news on how bad that injury is for Kylian Mbappe?
No, we don't know. On top of him, Ramos also had to had to get out first half, and we don't know also what's going to happen to the Spaniards. But I would say that I feel confident. You know, I don't really believe that there is something much with Kylian Mbappe, except the fact that he missed two penalties and that he's very upset about it, and he don't want to stay on the field. I saw the highlight again, you know, where when he's kicked, he's complained about his knee, and we are told that he has a problem with his hamstring. So that's very strange. And maybe he felt that it wasn't his day, so he wanted to get out, you know, and that's it.
L'Equipe reporting...
Well, you know...
L'Equipe reporting quite the contrary to your "he had enough and wanted to go home" report. That it's a knee injury, and it does put him as a doubt going into that first leg against Bayern Munich, which is, of course, on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. How big a blow is that, Frank, if he can't play?
If he can't play, it's a real blow, because the guy has been absolutely tremendous since he came back from the World Cup, and he's been a real leader. Again, today, well, you know, the penalties. I always say that he was not a penalty taker, that he shouldn't take the penalty, but whatever. Galtier decided he was number one, and today he took it and got upset with it. But definitely, when he has the ball, something happens every time he has the ball. And when he wants to play, not for himself, but for the team, he does great. And he has showed that to the world in so many occasions. But last Sunday, the three guys at front had a horrendous game. Today wasn't that nice from Mbappe. Fortunately, Paris Saint-Germain had a little boy that I forgot his name. Oh, no, it's Messi. Today, he was very, very good. He scored a fantastic goal, and he was everywhere and really skipping the team. So that's a good news for Paris Saint-Germain. Hopefully, Mbappe is going to be back very, very soon, because definitely against Bayern Munich, they need a very good Mbappe to go through.
Let's remind you the odds. Looking ahead to that tie in less than 2 weeks now, PSG go into it as underdogs. Bayern are favourites. Jan, do you agree with the bookies here?
But I never understand them. That is point number one. But if you take tonight, and I had a look at PSG as well, as we had in my father and mother's house, we were looking at a lot of games today. I think that Bayern's performance today was very, very good. And with Mbappé out and Ramos out, I think there is a bit more optimism at in Munich and in Germany. So I will take Bayern as a favourite. So I will say PSG, they should watch out. Watch out. Bayern will come. They will get their confidence now.
Sounds like a... like some sort of baddie in a movie.
Yeah.
Very threatening.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable threat.
I'm not sure if a baddie in a movie ever references watching the football with his mum and dad.
Yes. Many games. Many games at the same time.
What do you think, Ali? Who's your favourite?
The only reason I hesitate is because, look, Bayern Munich haven't been good in 2023. Today aside, they have struggled to create opportunities, they have struggled to control games, they have struggled to defend, they have been inconsistent. This is why Julian Nagelsmann is under pressure. We just got done talking about Nagelsmann and whether his job may have been in jeopardy, because we didn't know if he had got eliminated from the Pokal that all of a sudden that pressure is going to ramp up. Well, we can't turn around and then say, well, you know what, they're favorites against PSG.
So Of course we can. Of course we can. They got Cancelo. Cancelo will sort everything.
Right. Besides João Cancelo and his greatness, I'm going to trust PSG. And I don't
what
say...
What if I take Mbappe out?
That's a big one. It's a big major blow.
Yeah.
I'm still going to take PSG.
Wow, really?
I'm still going to take
gonna
PSG.
Be there. And
I'm
don't gonna worry.
And with the first... top class reporting from Frank, who's telling us that Mbappe is just—he just had enough. He didn't want anymore to be in this game. I'm going to say that PSG over the two legs, offensively, they're more of a threat than Bayern are right now.
How can you trust PSG? Every time they're asked a tough question.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Every time they're asked a tough question,
I agree.
More often than not, they fail.
Yeah.
And you can talk about how Bayern haven't been particularly great, but then we come back to the same old argument. You know, does PSG playing in the league they're in, does that get them ready for Champions League? And so far, the answer has always been, well, no. So I don't trust PSG.
So you're taking Bayern?
I'm absolutely taking Bayern over the two legs.
What about you, LeBeuf?
Come on, Thomas. I would have to go for Bayern as well because, you know, with the two Ooh. Last games that I saw from Paris Saint-Germain, I've been absolutely awful. And I'm sorry for my friend Christophe Galtier, but we need a reaction. And I remember the two legs that they played against Bayern Munich like a couple of years ago where they should have been smashed, you know, by Bayern Munich and they drew, I think, or won, you know, away from home where they should have lost like 9-2. And I think there is quite a revenge from Bayern Munich expected. So I go for Bayern Munich because I feel that Bayern Munich is getting a little bit better where I don't see any reaction from Paris Saint-Germain.
2 weeks' time, Champions League is back. It's exciting, isn't it? Let's remind you of the fixtures, Stevie, because I know you might not have remembered all of them.
What fixtures?
It will be then. PSG against Bayern. Milan
I remember one,
Spurs,
I can assure you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Bruges against Benfica, Dortmund, Chelsea.
Inter Porto.
And the week later, I imagine, it's the fixture that you remembered. Liverpool against Real Madrid. Eintracht Frankfurt take on Naples. Leipzig against City and Inter against Porto.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go back to our main game, shall we? Barca, of course, making it 2-1 against Real Betis to put themselves 8 clear at the top of the table. Gemma Soler caught up with Xavi after the game.
Hola, Xavi. So it was this Barcelona winning every game, Girona, Real Sociedad, Getafe, but you were not that happy at the end of them. Today it was a very solid performance. How do you feel about this win?
Yes, today outstanding performance. We played really, really well, really well. Excellent. In all the aspects of the game, really happy, really satisfied because today is one of the best games this season. Very good. At the end we suffered again, but I think we could have scored more goals. I remember Ansu was the 0-3, so but we played really well. I'm really satisfied because we show today our best version.
Talking about Dembele's absence, you said yesterday, hopefully the player replacing him will make us not miss him so much. What do you thought about Rafinha's performance today, his goal? How important is that goal for your team?
Yeah, it's good for confidence for Rafa. Again, score Robert, Ansu, Ferran, when they came in really well, really good attitude. So this is the way, I think. Rafinha is doing a very good job. All the season, not only today, but happy for him because always a score for the wingers or for the strikers give them a lot of confidence.
50 points, 8 points clear from Real Madrid. You are winter champions. Are you in the half of La Liga in the place you wanted to be? And what do you think your team can improve yet?
Well, we need to improve in a score more goals, to be more effective, to play like today, to be consistent. So we need to keep going. I think we are in a good way. Of course, we did a very good first round of the season, amazing, especially in Liga. So, but we need to continue. It's not finished, of course.
And the last question: in the winter transfer market, you lost 3 players, Piqué, Bellerin, Memphis. Is this a squad enough to compete for La Liga, Copa, and Europa?
Yes, I think I'm very, very happy for the players that we are here to compete well in all the competition. I think it's more than enough.
Thank you. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the happiest we've seen Xavi since he returned from Saudi Arabia after leading Barca, of course, that Spanish Supercup win. And rightly so, because there had been some iffy performances, but they were good today. And these sort of performances, like that we saw against Real Betis, are going to win them the title, aren't they?
He was happy, relaxed after suffering quite a lot during the game. He was very frustrated in the first half because his team were playing really well, but that final touch, that little bit of more quality in the final third were missing. Eventually, he asked Gavi and Pedri, you have to try it as well. And eventually, in the second half, this worked, even though, as he was mentioning once again, they are unable to close the game. And with that own goal, they suffered the last minutes. But it was a very solid performance. I think quoting Xavi, what he just said, like probably the best performance this season so far, maybe with El Super Club, El Clásico. So this shows that his team is on the way he wants it to be, especially as well, because with Dembélé's absence, there were a lot of doubts concerning today's games. And Rafinha was okay. Just to mention, Xavi, when he was talking about Rafinha, he was looking on the side because the player was just there listening to him. So he wouldn't say nothing bad, of course, about today's performance, but he was very there listening and waiting for his occasion to do the interview. So not only Xavi, I've just seen President Laporta here. He looked really quite relieved, not only because the performance, probably because the winter transfer market, it's over, and especially because they were able eventually to register Gavi as a first team player, even though it was with a judge in the middle once again. What a performance again of Gavi. He wears number 6 now in the back, Xavi's number, and it's 18 years old. It's a teenager, but he feels like a captain already.
Gemma, it's 50 degrees in Sevilla. You don't need all the gloves and the hat. You live in Manchester. You should know this is warm. This is balmy.
No, I mean, during the day it's hot. In Sevilla it's sunny, but here it's so humid. And honestly, I mean, just outside the Benito Villamarín, it's probably 10 degrees more, but here it feels so humid and my feet are really cold. Maybe I'm kind of a pussy, so I always need to be very, very covered up. But it's cold, and we've been here quite a lot hours, so it's cold.
Gemma Salaya Pussycat, thank you very much. Much appreciated. Gemma, of course, covering La Liga throughout the season, live here on ESPN Plus, taking a look at the next big game for Barca, and what a match it will be at the Camp Nou. Barca taking on Sevilla. Coverage starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus. Let's take a look at what happened in the Coppa Italia today. Big surprise as Cremonese beat Roma by 2-1 to book a place in the semi-final. They will face Fiorentina, who beat Torino 2-1. A lot more reaction to that, and I'm sure everything you need to know about transfer deadline day on the latest edition of Gab and Jules podcast. That drops on Thursday.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We mentioned it earlier in the show, didn't we? Ten Hag's interview after that victory against the Forest. Here it is.
Eric, congratulations. You're off to Wembley for a cup final in your first season as Manchester United manager. This must be a really proud moment for you.
Oh, I'm proud when I'm winning the trophy. And so we are not that far. But of course, we are happy tonight in two games, 5-0. We beat the opponent. I think it's a deserved win. Also some criticism, but I think finally it's a good night for us.
You had to be a bit more patient tonight for the goals coming in the second half. What do you think the difference was between the two performances?
It was the tempo. Second half we invested much more in the tempo, so we speed up, and then the caps are coming, and then we finish them. So I think there was a difference, much more dynamic.
A triple sub making a big difference as well. The reintroduction of Jadon Sancho, Anthony Martial. Just how pleased were you to see them go out there and play their part on a special night?
I think we need the impact from the bench. And today we have seen that, but I think also the first 15 minutes after halftime already the tempo was much higher and we created some chances. I think Bruno, it was definitely a penalty with Wout. But also what's true, when they came in, a different dynamic. Also bringing Bruno out on the right side brings a different dynamic, what is for opponent difficult to defend.
Well, you found a way through. Newcastle, they await in the final. Should be an amazing occasion for you.
It's true. For now, we bury this cup. We're looking forward, but we're looking more forward to coming up next week. And it's a great week with Crystal Palace and two times Leeds United.
Well done tonight. We'll see you at Wembley.
Definitely. See you.
There you go.
I'd hate to see him when he's sad. If that's him happy, I'd hate to see him when he's sad.
He's just taking...
He was trying his best to smile. He just got in the cup final.
Yeah, well, it's fun. He's just taking it all in, Steve. He doesn't want to get carried away with the occasion.
Well, okay, I suppose. Okay. Whatever floats your boat.
There you are. Cup final, of course, you'll be able to see live here on ESPN+. Be sure to stay tuned. The show ends, but we continue with Extra Time, which is next. Welcome into the latest edition of Extra Time. Thank you, as always, for your questions. Ali Moreno with me, as is Steve Nicol.
Am I the only one that thinks that Jan's in 3D?
Wow. Well, yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean?
But I will tell
you
single.
Go to a single.
Listen to the director.
Go to a single. He looks like he's 3D.
Oh, there you go.
But Dan, yes. I have to tell you, I am in West Norway, and tomorrow there is an athletic.
There you go.
There is a big event with Karsten Warholm. Do you remember him? Olympic winner, world champion, 400 meter hurdles.
I do.
And he is from my area. And tomorrow, with my terrible body, I'm gonna be in a relay for elderly people. So you can imagine that I'm not looking forward to the 200 meter I'm gonna run tomorrow. The first thing I asked my dad, have you got some tablet to take away pain? And he said, well, the tablets I've got, they're too tough for you, Jan.
Wow.
So that's, I can't use them.
It's because of the setting on his phone. It blurs the background, you see, Stevie. Hence giving that image. Yeah.
I don't care what causes that. All I said was it 3D.
Whoa. That was all.
And how will you know it was 3D?
You're not normally so helpful.
I was just trying to be nice, and then this is why I'm not nice. Well, just shoot me down.
See, that's what happens when you're normally yourself. Does that make sense?
No. Quick technical question.
Not to you.
Quick technical question. Yeah. How will you know it was 3D if you don't have the glasses?
Oh. That never took off, did it?
You
have 3D TVs.
There you go. See? Yeah, Jan's got his glasses on.
Now. Beautiful. Frank, you all right? It's a very serious, angry face you have. Because we're not talking about you.
Oh, no. I was just wondering, you know, I know what 1D is, I know what 3D is, I'm wondering what 2D is.
2D's flat,
and maybe
isn't it?
Stevie can answer the question.
I ask the questions, right. Frank, I don't give answers.
Right. any other direction you want to give to direct?
Go to the single! Single!
By the way, did you see how much notice they took over?
For the boys, who do you make as the favourites in the League Cup final, Newcastle or Manchester United? Let's start with you, Jan.
I would say Manchester United because I think Ten Hag has got his boys very organised. Mm. I like the way I've seen their play. You see what he tried to do. Very impressed by Newcastle because they never concede goals. So that is an advantage for them in a final. But I think that Manchester United will be the favourite for me.
Frank?
I go for the Magpies because I think if Manchester United plays better, you don't have to play good when you play a final, you have to win it. And I think Newcastle, they have the spirit and they are desperate to win something. With the fans, the craziness of the fans, I think they're gonna make it.
You said yesterday United?
Yeah.
Manchester United.
United.
Manchester United.
Yeah. Manchester United.
And Guimaraes got a red card, right?
But he can play.
Well.
Because he's gonna be suspended for the next three Premier League matches.
What?
And then he'll be available.
What nonsense is this?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Called the rules.
Yeah?
It's English.
it's the rules, yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There we go.
Okay, can I just, for the record, state that this is nonsense, right?
Well, yes.
Can we agree on that, or?
Well, yeah.
No, 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 no. This is England, the home of football.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad, Jan.
Not exactly like other countries are perfect either, as I try and defend England by bringing up Lewandowski's random appeal, which means then it delayed his
assessment. Hey, don't get defensive.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
You get so touchy.
Oh, now here we go. People are very angry about the Premier League, Jan. Especially Italians. In the Premier League, cheating has... cheating, as Tebas describes, he's of course the president of La Liga, by spending a ton of money for players. Shouldn't other leagues do the same and spend money on players if they have the finances to afford it?
Well, I grew up that everybody wanted to go to Italy because of the money. Yep. There has been stages when everybody wanted to go to Spain because of the money. And now it's England. And as long as the clubs don't do any wrongdoing, and then we can discuss the rules, that is something else. But I think when the football president of Spain talks about cheating, when people in Spain talk about cheating, we should all listen.
Yeah, especially when it's Tebas. What do you think, Frank?
And I would have to go with Jan about that. You know, when Barcelona with the debts of 1.6 billion, you know, are allowed to buy so many players, you know, nobody should talk about the Premier League buying of players, for sure.
More than a club.
Ooh, wow. I will say that, look, if you have the money and you have the resources, go and get whatever player you want. But there's something to be said about this bubble bursting at some point. I don't think this is sustainable long term. And so there is something to be said about how you go about spending that money, even though you may have the finances available to do so. There's a difference between spending and responsible spending, and some of the spending doesn't seem to be responsible at all.
I think we can agree on that, but to be serious about this, there is a big difference between, for example, I'm very in love with Bundesliga, you know that, but Bundesliga is not attracted to the whole world. That is the problem for the Bundesliga. Premier League is all around the world. Mm. I'm with Al that maybe not sustainability is there, but then you have the Asian investors, you have the American investors, then you have the Middle East, and so on and so on. And La Liga and Serie A, they don't attract the whole world. There's just single clubs, the Barcelona, Real Madrid, yes. But in the Premier League, the product Premier League attract the whole world. So it will keep on for some more years.
Is João Cancelo the skeleton key? This Bayern side was missing. They look so much better today. Looks like a good move for both Cancelo and Bayern, Stevie. From Stevie's infected finger.
Well, considering I have previously made mistakes.
In life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've made mistakes on commenting after one game.
Oh, yes.
And after one game for Mr. Cancelo, I will refrain from commenting.
Wow.
Until I can...
What mistake? I can't remember what was mistake. What
yeah,
mistake?
Yeah. I wonder what it could be.
A costly one. For Stevie, we have not seen the best of Van Dijk after his horrendous career-threatening clash with Pickford in 2021. Can such injuries create a fear or a mental block that they may not be extremely apparent?
I would suggest no, not that. I wouldn't suggest that it may have given him a psychological problem. Maybe it's given him a physical problem.
Okay.
You know, players...
Exactly.
Players, when they get injured, although medically they might be cleared as back to normal, sometimes the body doesn't respond. You know, people that have done their Achilles, for example. I mean, John Barnes did his Achilles.
Right.
Got it fixed. As far as doctors were concerned, then it was back to normal. But there's no question it affected him.
Dan, if I can jump on what
Stevie says. Stevie's still talking, Frank. Calm down.
Right. Well, I thought he had to breathe. I thought he was... He's just stopped, you know, when he was breathing too long. So he's why. No.
Let him breathe, Frank.
Hold on.
Sorry. Right. I forgot. I thought I was still talking to the Liverpool player, so I'm sorry. I thought he was breathing very fastly.
Basically, there's more chances.
Somebody said to me...
Wait. Frank, sorry. Jan wants to talk. Jan?
No, no. Sorry, Frank. Dan is just setting us up against each other now.
Don't breathe, Jan.
I know, but I'm not going for it. Don't worry. No, I just want to say that somebody told me that if you can avoid a surgery, you should do that because you're going to lose something. It can be the pace, it can be, I don't know, some reaction, it can be some muscles, you know, some strength, but you're going to lose something. That's for sure, because your body will have to adjust and it will never be the same. So it's always tricky to understand, but I agree with Stevie. It's not psychologically that Van Dijk has lost his power. I think it's more physically.
He needs some sort of ear piercing to fix it.
Reflexology. Like the pirates a long time ago, the pirates used to do that.
Right, where are we? Where are we? In this year's Champions League, is this year's Champions League the most unpredictable to bet on? With almost all knockout teams having mixed seasons, barring Manchester City, who have showed class but have been a shadow of their past and also have lost a top fullback in the window. City are favourites, quite big favourites, in fact, to win it all. But you could put an argument against anyone, couldn't you, not winning it?
Yeah, as soon as you said that, I'm thinking of it last year. Who would have predicted that Real Madrid would have won?
Yeah,
I mean, is it possible to be even more unpredictable?
Ali's got his hand up.
Wow. I was flying the flag, baby. Don't even look at me like that. Wow. I was flying the flag the whole time. Don't even look at me.
Lucky man. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot your anti-Real Madrid ways, Frank.
Real Madrid. You just have to accept the fact that they've done well, but who could have said every game that they play that they're going to go through? Because they've been very lucky.
To be fair, Frank, we have to give that to Al, because if he said that's going to win, that is a good bet when they're winning. We have to give him that. But based on the form right now, it's going to be Napoli, wouldn't it? With Spalletti. The problem is they will be knocked out against Eintracht Frankfurt. So that is their problem.
Oh, man.
Hey, he's not so quick to put his hand up when he's wrong, by the way.
You asked a question. What's wrong with you?
So who's your pick, Frank? Let's do it. Who's going to win the Champions League?
Real Madrid!
Hey!
I
don't know. Really, I don't know.
Okay.
Real Madrid.
55-year-old Kazuyoshi Mora signed for Portuguese second division team Oliveirense on loan. Do any of you feel like you can come out of retirement and give it one more go? Ali, you play with your son's team, under 18s?
I'll go and train and then feel terrible for about a week and then do it again. Vicious cycle of nonsense. And then I ask myself, why am I doing this? For the hour and a half that I'm there training, I feel really good.
Right.
And then I feel like death for the next week. So the answer is no, I would not give it a go.
Jan, you're in a 200 meter relay.
Yeah, tomorrow. It's going to be like a promi kind of thing with some American athlete. Edwin Moses is there as well. I don't think Edwin Moses will run. But to the question, would I come out of a retirement? I'm happy to get out of the bed. So there's no chance that I will go.
Make sure there's footage of you running tomorrow.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Are you going full spandex?
Yes, please.
Oh, but it's with one foot.
Oh, yeah. We want to see.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
We want to see it in 3D.
Goodness, you're doing take a picture, Frank. Frank, you don't play anymore at all, do you? You're just in the gym working out topless and posting on Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm 55 and I'm happy to be just on the bench, you know, getting some weight and working out. We have to have a game with Chelsea. They are delaying it every 3 months, which makes me think that it's going to be worse and worse every time they delay it for me. I remember playing 90 minutes in 2008, three years after I gave up my career. And And because of not training like a pro, for the 3 days after the game, I couldn't walk. I mean, I was already, you know, out of order. So now 55, I'm 55. I can't do that. And I don't want to do that. I'm happy to be, just to get out of the bed, yeah.
The problem is when we do play, we kind of remember, our head remember that we once were footballers. And I once played in a tournament in Switzerland, and Trapattoni of all, he was the coach. I played a five-a-side and we played with Pires was there. I felt so well, I scored one or two goals. And next day, I came to Sky in Germany and somehow they have found film and a video from this game I played the day before. And that is the first time in my life I see an elephant in a football shirt. I look terrible.
When's the last one you played, Steve? Because you played in goal for a little bit when I first met you, because I remember you having a big finger again. It was like massive.
The last game I played was when I did that and I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
In my first game with my daughter's team.
Yes.
And because I'd played and it was a co-ed, so it was girls and boys.
Yeah.
So I went in goals thinking I'd be all right. And some idiot ran straight into me with a knee and I ended up in the hospital with broken ribs.
That is karma.
What about the story of when you used to play and then someone said, you go back, we need goals, I'm going to go.
It shows you how delusional. So I'm playing for the old gazers.
Yeah.
And there's a guy in goals, he shall remain nameless.
Right.
He's in goals, right? And there's a minute to go, and we're a goal down.
Okay.
And of course, it's a rotation because it's indoors and it's like five a side. And all I hear is this, Steve, 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 right? So I'm looking over, and this guy in goals. And I'm like, what? He went, we need a goal. You go in, and I'll go up front. Like, and he was deadly serious.
Was he ever player of the year or won league titles with Liverpool? No.
He's a realtor or something. And always has been a realtor.
No respect, Stevie, no respect.
Honestly, it was brilliant. He was deadly serious. Steve, you go in, we need a goal. You go in goals and I'll go up front. Hey.
How are you in those, because I've seen you and like you're obviously a great guy.
Full on.
But when there's competitiveness, like we play pool and you're switched.
Full on, I can't
just
help
something
it.
Goes.
I can't help it.
Right, and in those sort of situations, you just full on, 100%.
Yeah, I can't help it, full on.
Well, that's probably true for all of us.
Right.
I imagine that it'd be the same with Jan and Frank. If you put a score on it,
right,
then we're going to play, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's not sane.
True.
It's not healthy.
No.
But I don't care.
But Sherrard's Pictionary, the whole thing.
Whatever. Pictionary, it doesn't matter. I want to win.
It's funny now, but actually at the time it wasn't. But Craig and I.
Well, yeah.
Craig and I.
Trouble,
so I had a barbecue, and Craig and I played my son and his wife at beer pong.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, I thought the two of them were going to get divorced.
She was almost in tears, wasn't she?
Oh, she was going crazy because we were just laughing and then we were cheating and then we were changing the rules. Yeah. And then, of course, and then my son was trying to make it all happen and then, geez, I'm going to go at him. And eventually they did. She was like, I'm not playing.
Oh, dear.
Aye, and then afterwards I felt bad because we took
the same,
it too far.
I had the same thing. I had the same thing, you know, with my ex-wife when she got very upset and said, I thought we would go for a divorce because I didn't want to let my kids winning at cards, you know, some games cards.
Yeah.
And I said, no. If he let them win, and you just pretend they're good or where they're bad, you know, it's a bad lesson. So they need to deserve winning something. So and we played football after, and they couldn't score a goal against me. And my wife said, you know, get out.
Look how proud he is.
I tell you what, I went in goals for the sponsored, for the kids sponsored.
Yeah, you want to win.
Penalties.
Oh, you didn't save the rules.
I did. I didn't realise. I was at Liverpool and I was going back home and somebody said, oh, the kids are doing a sponsored penalty competition.
Right, okay.
Will you go in goals? And I went, aye, of course I will.
Yeah.
Right? So my way of thinking was, I'll let maybe two, because we're all taking like 10 penalties.
Okay.
So my way of thinking was, I'll just let maybe a couple in.
Right.
Just because, to be nice.
Yes.
I didn't realise that the whole thing was on the amount of goals they scored.
I see. So the whole
club made about £15 out of the whole event because I saved them all.
I'm giving it all. Yes.
Oh, I was top corner, bottom corners. Oh. And I didn't realise till afterwards.
Oh, Stevie.
That
is it. We are done. Thank you very much.
Honestly.
Good. Oh, apparently there's one more question.
I've
already followed everything up. Well, put the question up. I'll read it here. Given you're the resident smarty pants, that's probably why I avoided this.
Pleasure for Dan.
Which fellow panellist would you award the silver medal for the second best smarty pants?
Oh
Gab, surely.
What is smarty pants?
Gab. What is Charlie Marcotti is the ultimate smarty pants ahead of me.
What is smarty pants? You have to all, we are foreigners. What is smarty pants?
Smarty pants. How
yeah,
would
what
you
is
do,
it?
Well,
what
did you
it?
Keep calling me it, Stevie?
If you look under smarty pants in the dictionary, it'll have Dan Thomas next to it. There you go.
Oh, so it's fashion. A lack of fashion. Well,
just what is being that? Clever. Try to be clever.
There you go.
There you
yes.
go.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Just try to be clever.
Famously, it's the Champions League final show, isn't it? When you said, I don't know how Liverpool didn't win this game, and I said they didn't score a goal. And then you went, look at you, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Aye.
And that was a real
smarty pants answer. That's a great example.
There you go. That's why I brought it up. That's very kind of.
I think actually what you said was, well, Real Madrid scored and Liverpool didn't.
No, I think what I just said was the correct recollection.
Well, regardless.
Oh, well done.
But see, but the thing is that at the very least you're witty about it, right?
Oh.
In the case of Gab.
Don't say that, Tim.
No, it's all right. I like Dan now. Gab, on the other hand, not so much.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Hey, so when Gab he wants to be a smarty pants, he actually like sets himself up to be a smarty pants.
Right.
You come up with it in the middle of a conversation. He actually tells you, you haven't heard about this? You don't know about this? You don't know about this guy and that guy? So that he can tell you the whole story.
No. There's history between Ali and Gab and Ali's wife. Because he was not happy with her selection at a restaurant when they went out together.
Oh, okay. Then I won't get involved. I can hear that now.
Okay.
He may or may not have yelled to my wife because she ordered the wrong cut of meat or medium
well done or something.
To that.
Or she looked at a menu, something.
She looked at the menu. I don't know what it was.
Okay, that is it. We are done. No smarty pants tomorrow. I'm off. Kay will be here. Are you here tomorrow, Steamy?
No, unfortunately, I'm off.
Oh. Real Madrid Valencia then will be on.
I'll be here.
Focus. Be sure to join us.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They're the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.